Hi, welcome to another episode of the Inside Windows Phone Show. Today, we're going to talk about ads. So why don't you introduce yourselves?
Sure. Hi, I'm Mithika Gupta. I'm the program manager for the Windows Phone 7 Ads SDK.
Hi, I'm Chris Devraj, program manager for Microsoft Pub Center.
So, Mithika, I guess the big question is, we have lots of developers, they're building great apps, and some of them want to put ads on their website. Some of them want to put ads on their Windows Phone application. So how do we do it?
We have just the solution for you. So what we've built is an ads SDK, which is pretty simple to use. It's a downloadable DLL. You just download it to your machine and then drop it into your project and set a couple of properties, and then you're ready to go. So why don't I give you a quick demo of how that works. So I've actually previously added the ad control to my toolbox. So I'm going to go ahead and just drag and drop it into my designer. And then I'll position it to where it's best at the top. And then let's go ahead and set the IDs that are required. So there's actually two IDs that are needed here. One is the ad unit ID. This ID actually represents the type and size of the ad that you want to include in your app. So for example, if you want to include a text ad of size 300 by 50 or a banner ad of 480 by 80, you would actually go and set that up in Pub Center, which Chris is going to talk about in a couple of minutes, okay. And then come in here and use that ad unit ID. So let me go ahead and put that in. We're going to get a 480 by 80 ad. This is a test value that I'm using here. The second ID is an application ID, and this is an ID that uniquely identifies your application, and it's also an ID that you register in Pub Center. So if you had five different applications, you would have five different IDs, and then you would plug in the appropriate one here. So let's go ahead and put that in as well. So again, this is another test value. Let's go ahead and save and run this. Let me bring up my emulator here. So what you're going to see here, so there you go, an ad just dropped in. So really simple, quick, and easy to use. What happened here was that the ad control went and talked to the back end, retrieved an ad, rendered it, and it actually also counts the impressions. So pretty straightforward. All you have to do is plug in two values, and then you'll start getting ads. The ads here actually rotate every 60 seconds, so a new ad will rotate in, and that's something that the developer can choose to override if they want to use different frequency in their application.
So literally there was no work. You just drop the ad, register your app, drop the ad, and you're done.
Pretty simple. Let me just show you the click experience as well. So you can go ahead and click on the ad, and then that'll take you to the advertiser's website if that's the call to action that they've selected. So there's two call to actions they can put into their ad. There can either be click to call or click to website. In this case, it was click to the website, and that's what we saw here. And if I go back to the application, you'll actually see a new ad drop in, since we rotate new ads in just a couple of seconds here. And there you go. You see a new ad coming in.
It's the same ad. So
it's the same ad because
cheating. We did see right there.
Yes.
So. Okay. So, Chris, how do we get those IDs that she talked about?
We'll show you that right now. It's super simple as well. Thanks, Mithika.
Sure, just stop it.
Thanks, Mithika. As Mithika mentioned, you need two IDs in the ad control or the Windows Phone 7 Ads SDK to receive ads in your application. And I'm going to show you how easy it is to get it from Microsoft Pub Center. It is a self-serve interface for our Windows Phone 7 developers where they can go provision themselves for applications, ad units, view performance reports, and get paid. So let's give it a whirl. This is the Pub Center homepage, pubcenter.microsoft.com. As you can see, there's a section for Windows Phone 7 app developers to go get signed up. It's the Get Started button. I'm not going to walk you through a sign-up flow, but I will tell you how it works. You need a Windows Live ID that you can use a Hotmail account, for example. You can use that to get started. You can use that to authenticate yourself in Pub Center. And then Pub Center will pull in the first name, last name from the Windows Live ID, so you don't have to enter any more details other than just having your Windows Live ID. And then you're signed up for Pub Center.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go into Pub Center as a signed up user, and having signed in, the first page you land on is what's called the Overview tab. Think of the Overview tab as a set of next steps for the publisher to do in order to get ads. So in the section Mobile Application Advertising, there are three important steps, and three super simple steps, actually, that the publisher needs to do. One is create an application, get an app ID. The second, create an ad unit, get an ad unit ID. And the third is download the ad control or the Windows Phone 7 Ads SDK if you haven't downloaded it yet. Let's give it a whirl again. So you click Create Mobile Application, and it's a super simple form. You just have to name your application. So I'm going to name it, let's say, My Application. Yep. It's a Windows Phone 7 app. I'm going to save it. If you have another application, for example, create another entity. And that would be a different entity that PubCenter tracks as far as performance reports go. So in this case, I created a My Application application, and it gave me an app ID. This is the GUID that I need to go put in the ad control. There's one more ID I need, and again, that's super simple in order to create. Go back to the overview page. Click on Create Application Ad Unit. Think of an ad unit as a placement where you receive ads. It's a slot where our delivery engine sends back ads, and it shows up for the user to see. So I'm going to name my application. I'll call it, let's say, Top Banner. I will have to give it a category for targeting, because we want to deliver ads that are relevant to your application and your users.
Yep.
Let me pick a good category here. Let's say I pick real estate. And let's say I pick shopping as well. And these are the categories that I'm saying. Please target ads to these categories on this ad unit. And you select an ad format, which is basically a size of the ad slot where you want ads. Mm-hmm. I'm going to select 300 by 50. And save.
And now you said you use this to personalize, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you know, to make relevant ads. Is there other parameters like location, things that are on the phone that we could use?
There absolutely are.
Yes, there are. Actually, the Ads SDK allows the developer to provide any relevant targeting information that they have. So, for example, there is location targeting. So, if the developer has the user's permission to use their location, they can pass in the lat long to the Ads SDK, and we will pass it to the backend, which will then get location targeted ads. Mm-hmm. If they have demographic data like age and gender, as well as the live ID profile, that can be passed, which is all anonymous. But the backend will use that to then get targeted ads based on the live ID profile. Okay. So there's various parameters. The Ad SDK documentation actually calls out all the targeting available.
Okay, great.
So you have hit finish. That's it. You have the ad unit ID. You have the app ID. You get to go on the ad control, put them in, you start to receive ads.
Yeah, so those are the two IDs that you need to just take back to the ad control. I think that was your question.
Yep. So take the two IDs we gave you, put them in the control, and
that's
you're
right.
done. Then you get a check in the mail.
Correct.
That's right.
You can go back to the overview page and download the ad control if you haven't downloaded it yet. Some publishers might end up on PubCenter first, so you can download the SDK here and then go play with it as well. Now, there's a step I haven't shown you. In order to get paid, you can set up a payment method, which is either a check or a bank account for direct deposited money or cash. And then you'll need to enter some tax information, which is basically a W-9 form, which Microsoft uses to report earnings back to the IRS at the end of the year.
And since the ad control automatically handles the impression and click reporting, when you log into PubCenter, you can just see all your reporting and see how the ads are performing in your application.
Correct.
This is really, really easy. Thank you very much.
It's super simple.
Thanks, Jaime.
Thank you.